The significance of it is that even if now the High Court, the civil court, releases Dr. Besigye, he will still be held by virtue of an order of the military court. His plea was taken today in the military court, and he was then remanded by the military court. So the prison authorities are holding him by virtue of two orders, one from the civil court and one from the military court. So even if the civil court releases him now, he will still be held.
Any particular reason, Mr. Ogalo, as to why Dr. Besigye is being charged in a military court, given that the last time we checked, he had already retired from military service?
The reason is that access for bail in a military court is very restricted. It is not guided by any known rules of procedure. So he can be held indefinitely by reason of the military court. The military court now assumes jurisdiction over a civilian.
What about the constitution?
The constitution of Uganda is specific. Every Ugandan is entitled to bail. The problem is that the military court will not be able to give effect to those provisions. It will simply ignore them. We are proceeding to the constitutional court to get an order stopping the proceedings in the military court on two grounds. Dr. Besigye is no longer a military man. He's a civilian. He retired. Therefore, the military court has no jurisdiction over him. The second ground is that the charges in the military court are already charges pending in a civil court. And Dr. Besigye has been already committed for trial in the commercial court.
Human Rights Watch, an international human rights group, has actually gone on record to suggest that what is happening in this particular case is what they characterized as they are bringing cases, in their view, that are politically motivated.
Definitely, I'll agree with that. These charges are simply intended to keep Dr. Besigye in jail so that he does not contest for the presidency.
Why should that be a problem when the incumbent Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says that as far as elections are concerned in Uganda, he has a down payment? He says that Ugandans love him.
You should have seen Dr. Besigye when he toured the Acholi, Lira, West Nile, Hoima, Fort Poto, and Rukunjiri. The mammoth crowds which turned up to welcome him and to encourage him were overwhelming. This sent the state in a panic. They had not thought that he had that kind of support in the countryside. So these are now measures to try and put him away so that he doesn't contest. If he contests, he will win.